Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thanks for tuning in to Inside Scoop Live. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and joining me today is author Christina Hunter. Christina has conquered many challenges since the day she was born with a mild form of cerebral palsy. One of those challenges was learning to write. A private tutor was hired by her elementary school to teach her to type, and despite the loathing she had for the typewriter, Christina learned a very valuable skill. Once she learned to type, her academic achievements grew. She graduated from college and, while working full-time, pursued her interest in writing. Since 1999, she has had numerous magazine articles published, and in 2005, her first novel, The Butterfly's Dance, hit shelves, eventually to win the 2007 All Books Review Reviewer's Choice Award for Fiction, and she then went on to win second place in the 2008 Reader Views Reviewer's Choice Award in Fiction. And presently, Christina resides in Northern Virginia. Her publisher's website is wastelandpress.net. And Christina doesn't have a personal website, but welcomes you to email her at her personal email address, christinawrites@yahoo.com. So that said, thank you so much for joining us today, Christina.
Thank you, Juanita, for having me.
You bet. You know, you and I actually did an interview online, a written interview, several years ago, and I know you have been a guest on Inside Scoop Live way back when. We didn't talk, but it's just so fun. It's nice to finally have you actually live here and get to meet you this way.
Well, thank you. I enjoy talking to you as well, because the same thing, we've exchanged so many emails. It's nice to meet in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was The Butterfly's Dance that you and I first got acquainted. And so here you are, book two, Wildfire. How are you feeling?
I'm excited and exhausted kind of at the same time. I'm happy that I, you know, finally finished a second book, because it has been 4 years since the first one. But I feel I've learned a lot in those 4 years and learning about writing, and as we always learn as we go. So for the most part, I'm excited.
So were you working on Wildfire when you were still working on Butterfly's Dance, or was this a completely new project after your first book?
I think I was working on Wildfire kind of towards the end of The Butterfly's Dance, because at the end of Butterfly's Dance, you're just cleaning it up, making it good, and I guess I had an interest in starting a brand new story. So I think it started then, but I really started researching and doing some work on it in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So a new story, but still in the romance genre.
Mm-hmm.
This is another romance novel, so you must be a romantic then.
I would like to think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think love in all its many, many versions, you know, is such a part of life that it's just really fun to delve into it and the different aspects of it.
So will this be then your preferred genre for writing?
I think for the moment, you know, I'm certainly always open to whatever happens in the future. It's certainly hard to plan anything these days, but I certainly have, as soon as I started reading it in college, that genre, it's certainly been one that I always go back to. So I would say it's definitely my main mode of writing right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned that when I was reading your bio, that it was a real struggle for you in your early life learning to write. And I'd love it if you just shared with our audience today, you know, take us back to those early days. Tell us a little more about that, and then how you really discovered at that time your passion to become an author.
Well, it was certainly difficult. I am back in the day. I was in what they call a regular class for first grade, but I almost failed first grade because I had so much trouble completing my work. And so second and third grade, I was in special ed. And during that time, my academic work improved. But, you know, writing is such a big part of everything you do in school that they finally hired this private tutor. Her name was Miss Franny. I'll never forget her name. And I really hated being taught to type. And then once I was put in a regular class, fourth grade onward, I had a portable typewriter, which, of course, nowadays is not a big deal to have a portable anything. But.
Right, the laptop. I mean, to think back to those typewriters, right?
Yeah, it does put me, makes me feel old sometimes.
Right.
But, and then, you know, I don't know when it finally clicked that I was going to be a writer. In fact, I look back now and I won, you know, writing awards back in sixth grade and was in advanced English in junior high. But I never thought of myself as a writer until the end of college.
Mm-hmm. Is that when the idea for the Butterfly's Dance started coming?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It did right around, it was actually the end of college. It was something a friend of mine who had moved away, we would keep in touch via email, and to entertain ourselves, we would write little stories back and forth. And at one point, one of her comments on one of my stories was, "Oh, gee, maybe you should be a writer. You're so good at it." And I thought, "Oh, okay." So it was really, you know, life had to bonk me over the head before I really thought about it, you know.
Isn't it amazing it could be so clear to other people? Or, you know, winning writing contests, all of this, but it's
right.
Not really clicking that you
no.
could actually do this.
Yeah, a big bonk on the head for me to get it, yeah.
It's so interesting. And so you mentioned that you started reading romance novels when you were in college, so clearly this has been, what you're reading has been a real influence on where you're going, too.
Oh, definitely, because as much as I have appreciated my writing classes, I've gone to, you know, staff at community colleges or online, and as much as I enjoy those classes, I think the most learning I've gotten is from actually reading the books and reading the genre, reading the different authors and their tone and their themes that they put in there. That's the best teacher, I think.
So which writers have been your core influences?
Well, my favorite would have to be Nora Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And I have enjoyed Sandra Brown as well as Laurel Spencer. I've read a little bit of Linda Howard. And there's just so many good authors in the genre that it really is good. You can pull out another author in the genre and learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great.
Absolutely. Do you find at this point with the technological advances and really where you are at maturity-wise as a writer, do you feel at all that your disability hinders you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it adds a different aspect to my writing. I think some people are a little bit surprised when they do discover my disability because they have their a certain image of what disabled should be. But I think it's more of a help than a hinder, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How so?
Because I can bring a different view of things into the writing.
That's a good point. Well, I know in The Butterfly's Dance, your character, Kayla, you created her to be disabled, and that was very significant for you as a writer to be able to connect and create that character.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And it is funny when people that I know read the book and they see bits of me in Kayla, and then it's funny, others do not. So it's very interesting how that goes.
So now let's talk to Wildfire then, and your heroine Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see any of yourself in her? Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, Joanna is She's a very determined woman. She's a wildlife biologist who works for an animal conservation nonprofit organization. So she's very focused on, you know, protecting the environment and particularly the wildlife in the environment. She had a really kind of rough childhood because her father was very rough with her and did not really appreciate her for a girl. He was very upset that she was not a boy.
Mm.
So she's very focused on, you know, protecting wildlife. She's very determined, perhaps to the point at the beginning of being a little bit too rigid. And so that's very different from Kayla from the first story.
Mm-hmm. So where did the idea for Joanna come from?
Oh, my. Well, I would say a lot of different places. I am part of kind of the environmental movement. I do a lot of volunteering. I volunteer at a local nature preserve here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And have volunteered with, you know, humane societies when I was in college and stuff like that. So I got it kind of from people I knew there from the different places that I volunteered at. And also from, I would have to admit a little bit from myself and from that, you know, determination to protect things that are not usually protected.
Mm-hmm. And clearly where you live in Virginia, I mean, that's a beautiful, natural area. So I'm sure your setting, your environment really influenced this character in this story as well.
I think so, yeah. It wasn't a conscious thing, but I think it was definitely a subconscious, yes.
Mm. So tell us a little bit about the story in Wildfire.
Sure. Well, of course, there's Joanna Webb, and the hero in the story is named Ryan Stewart. Now, Ryan is a construction worker, actually construction manager. So when Joanna and Ryan meet, they're very much opposites, you know. Joanne is about protecting the land, and Ryan and his work is all about, you know, bulldozing it and changing it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though for him it's a very productive thing, you know, making it usable in his mind. But, of course, they're very opposite, and although there's some attraction, you know, she hates him pretty much because of what he does. But, you know, they end up, he ends up offering her some help when her car breaks down. And it kind of goes from there where they kind of learn about each other, that it's not all black and white, that there's a history for each of them, and their histories are very similar. And they make that connection and end up falling in love, but they have to choose between each other or their careers.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Hi there. Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. I'm talking today with Christina Hunter. She's the author of Wildfire, and you can contact Christina through her personal email, ChristinaWrites@yahoo.com. So, you know, you really get down to some deeper themes. These aren't light books that you put out.
No, I guess not. again, I don't think it's a conscious effort, but romance genre is a really great genre that you can work with different emotions. Of course, it's about the love, but it's also about, you know, the family influences and a whole bunch of different emotional influences and how that really you know, makes people, and I think that's a great genre to be able to work in.
You also, you know, it's a compatibility issue too, and you explore forgiveness in this story. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess, let's see. You know, we all go through situations in life, whether we, you know, this happened when we're younger or older, where we have to make a choice of kind of sticking to that bad moment in our lives or moving forward from there. And I guess this story kind of helps examine that and see how it is possible to move on.
Very interesting. So you also depicted Joanna as having a bit of a rough childhood. This was for Kayla as well. And, you know, for you as well, there was struggle. So it's interesting. Do you think that that will kind of reoccur in your next books with your female leads?
I can see that being possible. Of course, Ryan, also in this story, has a difficult childhood. I could see it being a good theme. It also is a good theme in the romance genre because it helps to bring the character, helps form the character. And they often do, maybe not rough childhoods, but some sort of rough issue in the past that makes them who they are today. So I can see it being a major possibility in future books. But, you know, you never know. The story comes to you no matter what.
Right. Right, so they kind of unfold as you're writing. It's not like you have a set beginning, middle, end when you sit down to write.
No, I sincerely envy those writers who can do that, who can outline it, because I'll start writing it, and then I'll think, well, why are they reacting that way? Why are they doing that? And then I kind of do the backstory, and that helps me write the rest of the story.
It must make it pretty enjoyable when you're just, it's coming out of you spontaneously.
It's enjoyable and frustrating at the same time. But, yeah, it is kind of fun. Once you figure out that backstory and have something more concrete, it does make it, you kind of give more life to the story and to the characters. And that part is fun once you reach that point.
So Ryan is a pretty strong character in Wildfire, but would you say that typically your audience is more geared to the female?
Well, romance genre usually is, I think, a big percentage of whatever the last statistics were, that romance was read a lot by women. However, the field is opening, and I always think, you know, that a story is a story, and as someone who did not like labels when she was a kid, I understand why the publishing industry has, you know, genres and labels, but at the same time, this is just a good story, I think, as well.
Yeah. I wonder if, as a writer, if you were going to write with the intent to target a male audience, if you would write a little differently.
Probably. I guess so. You know, what comes to mind, and perhaps this is wrong, but, you know, more things blowing up or, you know, more adventure. But I also think, I mean, I have a lot of male friends who are very willing to read my books. And it is interesting when they do read the books, they do give an interesting perspective on it. But they're willing to read the books.
A lot of men are romantics at heart, too.
I think so. I think there are enough men out there that could enjoy it, yeah.
So what's the significance of Wildfire, actually, speaking to that point? Wildfire is kind of a good title to grab a male.
Well, there's a quote at the beginning of the book that I enjoyed and I think inspired it. And the quote is, "Love is the fire of life. It either consumes or purifies." And it's an anonymous quote, but I enjoyed it because... Fire can can destroy things, but they can, it can also cleanse things. And so I think that's how, in this story, how love is love kind of destroys, but then in the end it also kind of cleanses. Mm-hmm. So that's why I picked the title.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, too, is actually a little shorter than
mm-hmm.
your first, and I know that there has been some comments from critics about that. Did you, why a little shorter?
Well, to be honest, when I was in school getting all those good grades in English class, they would tell me to write, you know, write a story that's 5 pages long. I would turn in a paper that was 4 pages long. I don't know why. It was like a mental thing, and I just couldn't make it the last page. So I think a story is a story. It doesn't really matter the length. I know that the industry likes to have word count and all that, but I think part of the self-publishing that I enjoy the most is that a story can just be a story.
Mm.
Of course, you know, as always, I'm sure there's room for improvement in everything that we do, including my books, but I think it really is just a story that should be appreciated as a story. There doesn't need to be any requirements. And I don't think that exposition, you know, exposition isn't everything.
Just for the sake of page numbers.
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, I understand why some critics, you know, want it to be longer, but I just think they should just enjoy the book.
There you go. Very good. And so what are you planning on a book 3? What are you working on right now?
People always ask me that.
Of course they do.
I have a couple of short stories, you know, a few pages started on some ideas that are sitting again on my computer. Just as Wildfire was sitting there when people were asking me after the butterflies dance. So I certainly hope to get to them. I have to kind of, you know, look them over and see which one, you know, I want to delve into next, what kind of piques my interest. I wouldn't say anytime soon because, like I said, the exhausted part. I hope to get back into another story soon.
Have you thought of doing a collection of shorts?
People have mentioned that. That's certainly a possibility. That's something new that I could try. I think I would like to try something like that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the exhaustion level, which is just so typical, you know, of getting a book out and then
mm-hmm.
you've done all this writing and then suddenly, oh, it's the publishing or the
mm-hmm.
promoting and the marketing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what did you experience with the Butterflies Dance on that whole spectrum of being a writer that you're now a little more savvy about
mm-hmm.
and it's making the process a little easier?
I would say this time around, I'm quicker on the bandwagon. As soon as the book came out, you know, I sent off press releases right away. I bought a couple of writing directory books that had the information about promotion and how to do it yourself. So I'm a little bit more with it, got in touch with reader views a little bit sooner than last time. So I would just say because it was kind of a dribble last time because I just wrote a book and I didn't know anything else.
That's how it usually goes, though, right?
That's right. So now I would say I'm a little bit more organized, a little bit more on the ball. I know a little bit. I could plan ahead who I was going to contact and stuff. So it's a lot better than last time, and hopefully next time will be even better.
And you're still enjoying the self-publishing aspect of it. I mean, you have so much freedom.
Yes, it is. Just like I said, it's that's one aspect I really like is freedom is a good word, yes. And, you know, there is extra work when you do self-publish, and it can be a little frustrating. But somehow the freedom part of it does balance it out. And so I do enjoy that.
Now, are you still writing articles? I know you've had articles in some pretty prominent publications, Parks and Recreation, Chicken Soup for the Recovering Soul. So where are you at with the article writing these days?
Well, unfortunately, because I was working on the book this year, it's kind of gone to the wayside. But I'm hoping now, once some of the publicity is done, I still do a lot of, as I said, volunteering at a nature preserve here in the county I live in. So that takes up some time, which I hope to write more about. And perhaps now that I have two books under my belt, that'll inspire me to write some more nonfiction articles.
Will you be doing any book signings in your local area?
I hope to. I don't have anything scheduled right now. I do work for the library system where I live, so I have some connections that I hope to, you know, call in on. When I can, to do a book signing or something.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you don't have a personal website, but your publisher's website is wastelandpress.net, and I know that your book can also be ordered through local booksellers and online booksellers.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and your personal website for our audience or anyone to get a hold of you is christinawrites@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Yes. So, well, it's been really great talking with you, Christina. Was there anything that you wanted to share with our audience before I let you go today?
Just that I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my book. You know, writers don't get enough opportunities to do that.
No, you don't. I know.
So I appreciate that, and I hope everyone enjoys the book.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and you take care. And it was just such a pleasure actually getting to hear your voice and connect with you, and we'll definitely do it again.
All right. I look forward to it.
Okay. All right, listeners, that's been Christina Hunter. She has just published her second book, Wildfire. It's on shelves now, and as mentioned, her personal email is christinawrites@yahoo.com, her publisher's website, wastelandpress.net. And her first book, also a great, great romance novel, The Butterflies Dance, is available at those sources as well. So I want to thank you so much for tuning into Inside Scoop Live, listening to our great talk with Christina today. Thanks so much. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.